Welcome to Flyover Conservative Podcast with David and Stacey Whited, where we break down current events and examine culture through the lens of conservative Christian values.
Today on the Flyover Conservative Podcast, we have an incredible guest. If you have children, know someone who has children, if you love this country, pretty much everybody, this is going to be right in your wheelhouse. Today's guest is a native of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, went to Duke University for a biomedical degree, shifted to modeling, also speaks five languages, and has a little something to say about your children's education. Actress, author, Sam Sorbo.
It's great to be here with you.
The crowd loves you. You know, I want to start out right out of the gate. We've had you on a couple of times, once in this format, once in Dallas, Texas, first time we met you. You know, my wife and I, we were both kind of a little starstruck at the moment. You know, we followed your work for years. We got into education. You're talking about your three children and the experience you had there, but you made a statement for us coming from a background of all my wife's aunts, uncles were teachers. Our daughter was actually graduating from Oral Roberts University to be a teacher at the time. And you made this statement. You said, if you like your children, you actually would just remove them from the school system. And you said, for those feeling the pressure of like, well, what if I don't do good or what if I'm not qualified? You said, your kids would be better off if you taught them nothing. No curriculum. They just were with you and learned what you did and they followed you around. They would be a better human being and be able to launch into society and have a better adult. Like, I was like, wow, that's really strong. And I can tell you this, a year and a half later, talking to people on school boards and whistleblowers and libs of TikTok, people that have done, I think you're actually, that was actually a mild statement.
It was. And it's grown since then. I'll be honest, I haven't backed off of that. School is actually child abuse, and I can prove that to you. But I just want to say, you don't have to love your children. But if you do, take them out of school. And if you don't, they're still better off out of school. School is flat out child abuse. It is anti-education. It is not for the education of the child. The right. Core competency of our schools is teaching children how stupid they are, how incompetent they are. And the proof of that is when you talk to parents who say, oh, I could never homeschool. Yeah. And I say, well, did you graduate from high school? And they're like, oh yeah, I went to college. I'm like, and you still feel inadequate to teaching a third grader, like how to read? Or what to read even? And the parents are like, yeah, I'm completely inept there. Well, the problem, David, is that is the product of our school system. You think that you're incompetent because you've been taught that you can't do anything. You've been taught you're a loser. That's what you've been taught in school. And you may think, but I'm really good at, you know, XYZ, like I went to college for accounting, so I'm really good at accounting. But if you feel inept at everything else, that's because of the school system, because the school taught you could only learn that one thing and do that one thing. And so, like, you introduced me as having gone to Duke and studied biomedical engineering. That's not what I do. In fact, I do so much else that I never went to school for.
Right.
And that statement is true of most people.
Correct.
So why are we still saying, oh, but the schools know best how to educate the child? They don't. In fact, the first thing a child learns in school is to stop learning. The first thing the child learns in school is that you have to raise your hand to ask a question. This is a barrier to entry. This is a deterrent.
Right.
This teaches the child, don't ask. Sit down, shut up, wait your turn. You need permission to learn, which is a lie. That's anti-child. It's anti-education. It's absolutely the disaster that we see in the United States today. It is the foundation of the disaster that we are experiencing right now. We're living in a culture of trust the experts. And if your viewers have been following anything outside the Biden news media, they know that trusting the experts is now suspect. Let's just leave it at that. It's suspicious. We're right. Question the experts is a better phrase. But no, because you were taught to sit down and shut up.
Yes.
And you can't question anybody. You have to ask permission to question. You don't have permission to question Fauci. He is science.
Yes.
Right?
Even ask him a question. I mean, you're questioning science. Yep.
So why are you relegating your children to that system of slavery? It is an enslavement system. It is anti-child. And by the way, it's terribly anti-parent. I mean, the schools have presided and effectuated the greatest theft in the history of the world, the theft of the family, the theft of the family, the very fabric of our American culture has been stolen from us. You were stolen from your parents with their complicity, right? Not their fault. They were stolen from their parents, and their parents were stolen from them. Okay. And so now we're in a largely unparented society. We are the unparented generation. And we have parents who come to me and they say, I'm trying the homeschooling thing, but my kid won't sit still for the Zoom conference. I'm like, can you blame him? Zoom is not education. Right. And by the way, that's not an education problem. That's a parenting problem. So let's get back to basics. So that's why I love that you're scrolling through my website right now. They're yes. right there. That's my playbook.
You're not just making statements. You provide answers and resources. And I wanted to position the education and the fact that you also speak, you're fluent in five languages, because you're not.
Yes, which I didn't learn in school.
Yes.
Okay. Didn't learn any of them in school. Self-taught. Okay. Because let me say this. You won't learn anything that you don't decide to teach yourself. We are all self-taught. You think that you learned the things that you learned in school, whatever you think you learned in school, right? You were coerced into learning, you were bribed into learning, or you were interested enough in investing because you were interested. You were self-taught by the teachers, okay? So what I'm saying is children are predominantly self-taught. And what we do when we send them to school is we kill their curiosity. We teach them, stop learning, stop asking yeah. questions, right? And so, I'm against that. I'm for learning.
Yes.
I'm very pro-learning. I've learned so much since I left school, like so much that the school, by the way, that the school couldn't possibly have taught me. In fact, my daughter said to me the other day, I think maybe I want to go to college to study business. And I said, okay, just understand that your business professors probably have never had a business. And she was like, really? And I said, really? Yeah, an internship will teach you a lot more about running a business than actually studying the theology of running a business at a school who picks textbooks you don't know based on what. Right. So we have to be more, yep. we have to be more discerning with the information that we take in, as we see now, right? We've all agreed mm-hmm. that that's true. And so I'm trying to just get parents, hey, take a step back from education per se, take a step back from school per se. Let's redefine, or let's define what we mean by education. Let's define it full stop, because we don't stop to define it. We just think, oh, education, yes. oh, that equals school. Not so fast, because as we see right now, what they're doing in our schools to our children mm-hmm. with the transgender and the CRT and the victimhood status and the 1619, like you can't even rely that they're teaching proper history. No, we reject that. So let's take a step back and go, okay, because that's their definition for education. We reject their definition, their very definition of education, which equals school, right? Mm-hmm. No. So we're going to rethink that. That's why I wrote the playbook for home learning. It's available at samsorbo.com. It's a playbook. It's a workbook, a kind of a journal to get the parents to think about what is it that you want for your child? Because we are taught that education is college prep and career readiness. That's a Ponzi scheme. That's just convincing the child to go spend money on college without knowing yep. what the child wants to study. That's ridiculous.
Yes.
Those are shysters that are doing that, right? Used car salesmen.
It would never work in any other scenario. There's no way that you could go into a bank, require a loan to go learn something with such a low probability of it being productive right. in your life.
That's correct. Well, the whole loan scam, right?
That whole
but
thing
it's
is
child
corrupt.
Abuse. It's child abuse because it teaches the child that their value is intrinsically tied to how much money they earn. Shame on them. Shame on them. They spend 12 years in school being taught there's no spirituality. There's nothing outside of the here and now. It's all materialistic. Okay. And then they're cut loose in the world, sink or swim. Hope you make a lot of money. Okay.
Yep.
And then they reach the age of 55, 60. They're starting to see that they're peaked, right? They're on the way down. They're looking at end of life, right? They're just sort of like looking at that and going, wait, why am I not happy? Mm. Maybe they didn't succeed. Maybe they didn't grab the brass ring. Maybe they're just eking by. Well, of course they're not happy. They didn't get the money. And money equals happiness because that's what they were taught in school, college prep and career readiness. Money equals happiness. Maybe they did grab the brass ring. Money equals happiness, except they're not happy. What is wrong with me? I'm not happy. I did everything they told me to do and I'm not happy. And that's when they go on the Prozac or they buy a Ferrari or they trade in the wife or they get a new pool boy who's better looking. I'm just saying like
something.
They've been led astray 12 years of education, what they're calling education, which is child abuse, 12 years of that. And then four more or eight more or 12, God knows how many more in college and up, you know, higher level. And it's an abuse system. It's an enslavement system because now they're enslaved to the dollar, which by the way is fiat currency.
Right.
And so even it is like, ooh, I'm not sure. What is it? We don't know. Right. So the whole thing is a scam.
I think so people are understanding. We ask you about this. The kids are... Parents are realizing that what their kids are experiencing is not what they experienced. There's always been this idea of like, well, it's not perfect, but I didn't like school when I was a kid either. So it's the same.
Yeah.
There's a dramatic difference that's changed. And parents are realizing when their kids go to school, they're in a system that doesn't believe that those kids belong to me. They think they belong to the state. That
yes.
I own nothing and I'll be happy. That's being pushed globally. But even fundamentally, your children, if they want to call your children by a different gender at school but not tell the parents, that's really not the parents' business because they just only gave birth to them and they're financially covering some of their expenses, but they don't belong to the parent. That's what parents are realizing. Like, this system thinks they own my child.
Yeah. Well, and we have to tear it down, okay? But the first step is starve the system because the funds follow the child to the school. And don't hit me with the school choice stuff. We can talk about that on a different show. I don't go there. I can't support it because it's still the government involvement in education. That's a conflict of interest in these free United States still today. So I won't go there. However, I will say if you take your child out of school, they will be better off and you will starve the school of the funds that follow the child into that school. Mm. So there's at least that. And teachers, save yourselves, okay? By and large, most teachers really want the best for the child, for the children that they teach. I get it. You've been corrupted. You've been in a perverted system and you need to get out now. And the sooner you get out, hang out your own shingle, tell parents you will educate their children for them with their help, with their involvement, with the parents being involved, okay? Because mm-hmm. we want preservation of the family first and foremost. That's the
right.
fabric of our society. That's the fabric of our freedoms. And it's the way that we pass on our values and beliefs. And our values and beliefs are not being passed on. They're actually being denigrated in the schools. And that is the death of America. That's the death of our freedoms. That's why it's an enslavement system. So take your kids out. You go to samsorbo.com. My playbooks are there. We're also running a couple of Christmas promotions. I'll say at Sorbo Studios as well. But if you go to samsorbo.com, you can find the playbook for home learning. It is a workbook. It goes together with 15 videos. They're 30 to 45 minutes each. Lessons to get you to recalibrate, rethink the way you're thinking about the education of your child. You're not raising children. I don't care if they're 3 or 17. You are raising the parents of your grandchildren. You need to recalibrate
Man.
The way you think about this. And here's the thing. Parents say, well, this isn't the school that I went to. The school that you went to gave birth to this, okay? So your school was also equally perverted because it gave birth to what we're seeing today. And you escaped by the hair of your chinny chin chin, but not entirely because your education was also perverted, which is why you insist on sending your children into that system, okay? Mm-hmm. My son just interned for somebody and they were working on changing the school board and electing different people. And he went to a 3-hour meeting with these guys who are so invested in changing the school board so they can change the school. And my son said he got really disheartened because these are fervent patriots and he supports what they're doing. And he said, but Mom, their kids still go to school. So they're still consigning their children to that abusive system. They know the depths of the depravity, and they're still exposing their 5 and 6 and 7 year 8-year-old innocent children to that. How dare you? Man up, okay? Take your kid out and figure it out later. Go to samsorbo.com. I've got plenty of resources. It is not that hard. You've been convinced it's hard because you went to school for 12 years of indoctrination to tell you how hard learning is. That's why you won't learn how to fix a toilet when the video's right on, it's right there on YouTube, okay? You can literally teach yourself anything you decide to teach yourself. In fact, I have a girlfriend, she failed algebra twice in school. She failed, abject failure. She is a math loser, okay? At the age of 40, she was like, I hate feeling like a loser in math. I'm gonna teach myself algebra. So she taught herself algebra the way that she learns it, which is not the way the schools teach it. And she got an A, okay, at 40.
Come on.
You can purpose to learn anything you want. My message is a message of empowerment. I want you to empower your children. And by the way, in this is God's perfect economy, your children will empower you, okay? I produced a movie. I brought it into theaters. It was a huge success, Let There Be Light. By all metrics, it was like this phenomenal success. I can't explain how I did it. I just put my head down and I got it done because I was empowered from training my children at home, from homeschooling them, from home learning them. I don't like to call it homeschool. I was empowered. That taught me that I could do things that I never thought I could do. And by the way, our founding fathers never laid foot in school. And do you know what Benjamin Franklin did? Everything. He wrote the almanac. He was a publisher. He was an inventor. He was a diplomat. He went to France and he represented the United States abroad. He did everything. He served, obviously, he served in our country's founding. He was a brilliant man. And he never went to school because he was never taught that he couldn't do stuff. What school taught you. Sorry, go ahead. I'm very passionate about this.
I love it. He maintained a curious mind. You know, I would say right now at this stage of this process, we've had our show is going to be 2 years here in the next quarter. Both our kids are growing. Our grandkids.
How do you do it?
We never.
You didn't
met
go
someone,
to school to do
nothing.
This.
I never met one person even a guest on a podcast. But our kids, we homeschooled 2 or 3 different windows out of necessity. We're missionaries in Mexico. We had a music career. Different windows, we would do that. They have this idea of like, hey, can we get this done? They're like, yeah, we can do that. I'm like, have you ever done that before? No, but I can figure it out. But that came from home learning in that process. And so I love what you're doing. I want people to become a little satellite rotating around your planet here a little bit if they get into samsorbo.com. I want to encourage parents. There's a video at the top of that that kind of explains that book, the plan, the playbook for home learning.
Watch
the introduction video. See if you're struggling with this, if you got this little tickle in your brain of like, but I don't know, and your chatter is getting in your own way, watch that video and see if you're interested enough to pursue that to the next step. Go that way. She said there's some bundles or some things that you can get headed into Christmas. Those are great as well.
And at the top of samsorbo.com, there's a green banner. Click that, you'll get a 50% discount. I'm running that for the next couple of days, so don't delay. But 50% discount on the Academy. So those are the videos that live online. And the playbook is free. The digital version of the playbook is free with your subscription. So you can follow along digitally. It's interactive, so you can do your notes in the playbook as you follow the videos. Or if you want, you can order a playbook online as a separate thing. That's the actual physical book. But I can empower you. I can make this an easier task. And by the way, it's actually easier than you ever imagined, and it's more rewarding than you ever dared to dream. And it pains me that the schools have stolen this from families for so long, that they've gotten away with this tremendous theft, because you were stolen from your parents, and your relationship with your parents was perverted by the schools. And I don't want to see that happen in your family. And it certainly hasn't happened in mine. So I have living proof of it with my 3 amazing children and my relationships with them, which is, it astounds even me because I didn't grow up with it. You can shift the paradigm in one generation. We can get this done, folks, and preserve the nation.
I love it. SamSorbo.com. Also, they can check out your show, the Sam Sorbo Show. It's nationally syndicated, and you have incredible guests talking about these topics on a regular basis. Sam, thanks for stopping by. Thanks for being a friend of the show. Will you come back again?
Absolutely. I love it. And you let me rant, and now I don't need to see my therapist for a while.
I love it. I love it. SamSorbo.com. Go there today. Check it out. And we'll see you next time, Sam.
What you doing there, Mom?
Well, Wesley and I got all in the Christmas spirit after decorating, and we decided to make a naughty and nice list. And I have to say, Avery, you're doing quite well.
Really?
So we're trying to decide who all we're going to buy MyPillow stuff for Christmas. You know, if you use promo code FLYOVER, you get up to 66% off when you go to MyPillow.com.
That's a great deal.
Can't beat it.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Promo code FLYOVER.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm excited to bring you my biggest bedding sale ever, just in time for Christmas. Get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $29.98. A set of pillowcases, only $9.98. Rejuvenate your bed with a MyPillow mattress topper for as low as $99.99. We also have blankets in a variety of sizes, colors, and styles. We even have blankets for your pets. Get duvets, quilts, down comforters, body pillows, bolster pillows, and so much more, all at the biggest discounts ever. I know my bedding products are perfect for you, and I'm extending my money-back guarantee for Christmas until March 1st, 2023, making them the perfect gifts for your friends, your family, and everyone you know. So go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code and you'll get huge discounts on all MyPillow bedding products, including my Giza Dream bed sheets, for as low as $29.98. Get all your shopping done now while quantities last.
For more great content, go to FlyOverConservatives.com.